cream ahead, so I don't think it's that. Anyhow, I got your letter today, in which you tell me you received my Mars gram. And I thought I'd better let you know, because I know that you probably would be waiting and expecting me to come home any time. Well, a number of things have happened. And at this point of the game, I can tell you what I think is going to happen for the next couple of weeks, a couple of weeks, I should say. But I'm not at all certain. One, I don't think that I'm going to go to Japan, but to Bangkok instead. And the reason is this. I can take 7 days leave before leaving Vietnam. And I can get a free flight. The chances are it's on standby, but I can get a free flight to Bangkok or to Taipei. The Japanese flight would be the 18th of the month, and that's too early. And my relief would have just come in, and they don't want me to go that early. So who cares? And if it's a free flight, I'll go anyway. Now, if I take circuitous travel, as had been my original plan, I would have to go to Japan and bum from there. And I was kind of afraid that would take too much time, too much leave time and everything else. So anyhow, when they figured it out, they figured out that I should leave around the 30th or 31st of the month of March. And I thought, well, if I'm going to leave then, I might as well take the plane down to, I mean, take the boat, if the ship goes down to Subic at that date, might as well take it down there and fly out of Clark. Because I don't really want to hang around Da Nang two or three days waiting for my flight. So they agreed that perhaps I could do this. Well, then it looked like we weren't going to go to Subic the 1st of April, and now it looks like we are again. So I'm betwixt and between. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. They haven't pushed any flight dates for us yet, but they will soon, I'm sure. So as the plans stand now, around the 21st or so, I'm either going to Bangkok or Taipei. And I hope it's Bangkok. But if it's Taipei, I won't complain. And then I hope sometime around the 5th or 6th, someplace around there, to get a flight out of Clark Air Force Base in the Philippines. But like everything else, this is subject to change. I may be leaving from Da Nang, but I hope not. And I, of course, I got all your letters telling me all about the snow and everything, and I quite agree. It must have been just a terrible, terrible thing. And I'm sure that you are glad that it's just about over with now. The weather here hasn't been, well, we're coming into summer, you know, and it's still sort of the end of the monsoon season a little bit. And the waters in the harbor are a little bit choppy, but that's all. I know you said that you got something black and you didn't know what it was. Well, there's a screen that goes with it, and only I did an awfully dumb thing. They're called hanging brackets, and it's a screen that you can hang on the wall instead of a picture. It's a Japanese silk screen painting. And I ordered a 48-inch one and ordered a 36-inch bracket, so I'm afraid that I've got a silk screen that's too small for, I mean, too big for the brackets, but maybe we can figure something out. I know that was a dumb thing to do, but you know me. If there's a dumb thing to do, I'll do it. So then let's see what else I had to tell you about that. Oh, I'm glad that at least one package arrived of the things I sent there. That's getting home very quickly. Time is going by so rapidly now. It just seems that the days are just flying. I sent off another group of household stuff now. It goes to Chelsea. And then I've got to make arrangements. I ordered two chairs from Kavanaugh's. And I've got to make arrangements to have my stuff picked up from Virginia. The way it's working out now, I hope that I'll be in my apartment by the 1st of May. So we'll see what happens anyway. Everything's been so confusing. Now, the sanctuary had been held up, and they weren't going to go to Subic until our import period in April, and that meant they'd been on the line for almost 4.5 months. But the 7th Fleet stepped in and said, like fun, they're going now, because it upsets their operations, too. So I'm glad that somebody had enough sense to say it. And, you know, because sometimes the people on the beach panic, and there's really no reason for you to get that panicky. What else was I going to tell you about that? So it looks like they're going to go on the 12th, I hope. Rome will be back up on the line for 11 days, but during that time, I hope that I'll be on my way to We'll see. Taking a chance, but that's the way it goes. Anything different, you know, since I'm over here, might as well. I don't have enough time to go to Australia. I would have, had I known this was going to happen, I probably would have gone to Australia first and then to Hong Kong second. But perhaps I wouldn't have, you know. I don't know. Anyway, I feel that I'm lucky to even to get in 7 days. We've been busy on and off there. I think I told you that about that LCM that I saw hit the other night, you know, when I was standing out on deck. And the latest report is that there are 36 killed. There were 36 killed and 20 unidentified bodies. Hang on, there's the phone. So, yeah, what was I starting to tell you? Oh, 36 dead and 20 of them were unidentified. And what had happened, they found that the Vietnamese frogmen and swimmers had put what they call a satchel charge under the ship. They seemed to know where the ammunition was, and of course it blew. And at the time that they did that, a mortar came in too and just hit it, and that was it. And also the night before last, NSA was hit in the hospital. The people were watching the movie, and a mortar came in and hit. And 7 people were wounded, but not badly. So even the hospital's now sacred to them. And the peaceniks don't tell you about that. And as a matter of fact, I was over at NSA yesterday, and the security officer was telling us that they have wires, you know, all around the compounds and everything. The Vietnamese tape their legs so the wire doesn't cut. But they had to jump down into it some way or other. So now what they're doing is they're lining the whole area with broken glass. So when they're suicide attempts mostly, you know. We read in the paper where Laird Nixon say that, you know, if they don't stop shelling the cities and everything, that some appropriate action would be taken. And I kind of wonder what kind of action is going to be taken. But anyhow, that's the way it's been. And we were busy up off Quang Tri, and Anwar, they're busy. And I forget, we got some casualties in from Anwar today. But it's nothing like it was last March so far, anyway. It isn't. It's been, you know, sporadically busy, but there's nothing as bad as it was last year. So I guess that's a hope, anyway, that perhaps things will be better. See, there's a cute little recorder. It's a Sony. I think it's like the one I got Jack and Phil. Very nice little thing. I should have bought one for myself. Maybe I will. But I feel good and have been resting, you know, getting a fair amount of rest and everything. I have no complaints. As I said yesterday, I went ashore, after Mass, 11:30, went over to the hospital and to visit and supposed to get a beer. And I had a bowl of chili and a beer and shot the breeze with some people. And then we stopped by one of the hooches and the men had it all fixed up as a lounge, oh, with a built-in bar and everything. It just made out of plywood and things that they did themselves. We went in and we had a gin and tonic there, and by that time it was time to come back on the boat. We took the boat from the Third Mav landing over to the White Elephant landing, and gee, sure enough, there were 3 new nurses waiting there to report out. Not my relief, but just 3 other nurses. And so we took them out to the ship and got them settled for the evening and all. Chief nurses ashore again for 3 days. And that was me in charge, as I've mentioned before. But I'm getting fed up with it, to be perfectly honest with you. I have a full-time job, and I don't... I have all I can do to take care of that full-time job without playing the role. Of course, I get aggravated, and I just don't see the need for being off as much. None of the other nurses are off the ship that much, or one-tenth that much. I don't care whether she's chief nurse or not. It doesn't entitle her to socialize. I mean, all she does is, you know, party when she goes ashore and all, and I for one, am fed up with it. I wasn't until today, but today I was busy downstairs. And they call me that some movie star, oh, I can't tell you his name. Henry Wilkinson, yeah, an old time movie star with a board in London as a patient. So they wanted a nurse to meet the chopper. Well, I looked over the roster of people on duty, and there was no one that I could spare because some of them are new nurses and they don't know the routines and they just couldn't run off the ward. So I had to call a girl who was off duty and ask her if she'd go. Well, she said she didn't mind. Then the captain of the ship called me, and he wanted two nurses for lunch. Again, this means I can't pull people off wards. After all, they're over here to take care of the sick, not to go to luncheons or things of that sort. So I had to get another girl who was working PMs to go. And then they wanted somebody else to go for Purple Heart Awards. Well, that was to draw the both camels back. Because then I had to call this Kirby girl and ask her if she would go on the Purple Heart run when the general came. So she didn't come until much later, and I still had to get another girl to do it. So by this time, you know, I was, in the meantime, I got four emergencies in, and I was trying to run rooms and get patients going and worrying about the social life of the movie star. And the girl said that the captain kept her for 2.5 hours for lunch, sitting and talking, you know, all chatting and everything. And it was just a bit much for everyone. So by this afternoon, you can imagine my temperature was elevated because this is her job, and she should be here to do this sort of thing. It isn't my job. And my job is to run that OR, and it's a full-time job, and you need to stay there if you're going to do it properly. Now that you got my sermon on that, but you know, I can leave the OR to go to lunch if there's a patient on the table, unless I'm relieved. I mean, this is just the way it is, because I'm not losing any weight, I might add. But I just sort of felt, well. Then I came up and did one of the girls' hair. Believe it or not, I've become the unofficial hairdresser of this place. I even do coloring and shampoo and set. Well, shampoo, no. They shampoo them. But set and a comb out a good bit of the time. I do a couple of the girls here now and then, you know, whenever they. Yes, my own looks pretty good. It's getting very long, but I'm going to let it grow, I think, until at least I get home and get it shaped a little differently or something. So that kept us kind of busy. And three of the girls, they're awful cute young kids, got Vietnamese costumes made. They call them I-Dows or I-Zows, they say. And they're just the front panel, almost like a Mandarin dress with split up the sides of the waist with long pants underneath them. And no, I'm not bringing one home, Mother. I know you'll be bitterly disappointed, but I didn't bring home a flamenco dress either. So after I got that one from the Middle East and it's in the closet, that's what makes me think, though, that we're really being taken over here. And I'll tell you about that on the other side of the tape. But the kids looked awfully cute in them. I took some pictures of them. I hope they come out. They looked adorable. They had the regular eye dowels on, as I say. They cost them about, well, $17, I guess. Well, let me get this over on the other side as soon as it's...